Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is daf Chof Aleph in Masechet Shavuot, and it is Lezecher Nishmas Gedalia Ben Tuvia, Richie's father, Ba'aliyat Neshama. So we're holding, as I said, on daf Chof Aleph. We just finished, and it's very important to remember exactly what we finished, because we're about to have another version of it. And in order to compare the two versions, we've got to be a little bit up to date. So let's just review what we learned yesterday. We had the pshat that Rabbi Abohu brought, in which Rav Dimi quoted Rabbi Yochanan as splitting up the various shvuas as follows. I remember, we've got two shvuot that are future-oriented, lahara alayetiv. May I point out to you that those two shvuot are very different, because if you say lehaitiv, it would mean to eat something, and then if you didn't eat it, it would only be a lav she'in bo maisa. But la'ra, we interpret to mean that you say you'll be in a tainis, you won't eat. In order to violate that, it would be with a maisa, which complicates matters because of the general rule, remember, that you're only loike on a lav sheyeshbo ma'aseh. So we'll have to take that into consideration in working out all of these halakas. So that, remember, we've got a shvua la'atid with a ma'aseh you can be over, namely, I won't eat, and you do. We have a shvua la'atid without a ma'aseh that you can be over, namely, you said you will eat and finish this up today, and you don't. Then we've got a shvua l'sha'avar, and that was achalti in the past, lo achalti in the past. Both of those obviously are just words, because they have nothing to do with doing anything. So those are the shnayim shein arba. Then we have the shvua shav. Shvua shav, we said, was also a form of a shvua sha'avar, in which you say something that is completely meaningless. Now, yesterday, Rav Dimi quoted Rav Yochanan as saying that the shvua that I will eat something in the future or not eat something in the future is considered to be the shvua sheker, to which the Torah is referring when it says lo teshavu b'shmi l'shaker. That's what you'd be over. As far as the shvua l'sha'avar, that would be the equivalent of a shvua shav. And because you said, I did eat. But you didn't eat. You said this is wood, and it's made out of gold. It's basically the same type of idea. The only difference between them is that the shvua shav is something that everybody knows is ridiculous, and the shvua sheker is something that is ridiculous if you know the truth, because it's the opposite of the facts. But according to this approach of Rabbi Yochanan, achalti or lo achalti is the equivalent of a shvua shav. The issur that you would be over would be lo tisar shem Hashem Elokecha l'shav. Then we needed to explain, so how do you understand the braita that says shav and sheker are the same? You just said that sheker is li'atid and shav is l'shavar. So we have two explanations for that. One is that they're the same in the sense that you get malchus for both of them. This is the first time that we've injected the issue of malchus. And we'll see later on that the drasha, the Yochai malchus, really comes from shav, because since the Torah says, ki lo yinakeh Hashem es linoseh shmi l'shav, mashma only Hashem, meaning bezdin shamala kaveyochel, is not going to be menakeh. So there won't be any kapora. But Bezdin Shomata will be Menakeh, and there will be a Kapora, which means that you would be Chayim Malkus. Since the Torah compares Shov to the Sheker, as we'll see, it means you'll get Malkus for both Shov and Sheker. That's what we mean by Echadu. But as far as what the issue is, what the Lav is, the Lav are two different Lav. Sheker is Le'atit from Lotishbu B'Shmila Sheker, and the Alisha Amar is a form of Shav. That was one approach. The other approach was, I was going like Rabbi Akiva, and when we say it's Echadu, it's telling me you're Chayev on Sheker Lahaba, a korban olah v'yoreh, and you're chayiv on sheker l'sha'avar, meaning achalti or lo achalti, also a korban olah v'yoreh, and that is exactly what Rabbi Akiva's shita is here in our Mishnah. That's what we got up to yesterday. So today, we have an attack on this approach of Rabbi Afu, Am Rav Dimi, Am Rav Yochanan, Meitve. So on the top now of Chof Aleph, Meitve. Ezohi Shvuat Shav. How do we define a Shvuat Shav? It's a Shvuah where you inishba lishanot. You said you're going, take out the words etayadua, which do not really belong here, as we'll see. So it was nishba lishanot. He makes a shvuah in which he is going to say differently from the truth. And what's a shvuah sheker? He was nishba lahachlif. Now, what is the difference between lishanot or lahachlif? Lahachlif is usually used in the past. You are machlif bidiburo. So meaning what you do is, you, instead of saying, I did eat, you switch it to, I didn't eat. So that would be referring to a shvuah in the past. And when you say, nishba l'shanot, so that would be saying, essentially, that you were essentially saying that you're l'shanot something that would be known, that's you're altering the facts. And to be machalif means to change it over, means you're saying you ate when you didn't eat, and that would be a shvua sheker. But according to Rav Dimi said that a shvua sheker, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is in the future. And here it says, no, it seems to be l'shanot, it's something that you did, I'm sorry, it's l'achlif, something that you did in the past, and you're saying that you did differently. But that says that Shvuah Sheker is not in the future, it's in the past. Amos, you'll have to change this, and not say Nishba Leha Khalif, but Nishba Uma Khalif, which means you make a Shvuah to do something, and then you end up doing the opposite. So Ma Khalif means to be in violation. It doesn't mean that you change the facts. And in fact, it really is talking about the future. Okay, this completes the Rav Dimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan. That whole piece was quoted by Rabbi Avo. Now we're going to have a completely different approach, the opposite approach, according to which Rabbi Yochanan said precisely the opposite of what this says. Diyasa Ravin, so when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he reported that what Rabbi Avo had said, Rabbi Yochanan said, was completely different, namely, Omer Rav Yirmi, Omer Rav Yavo, Omer Rav Yochanan. If you say achalti velo achalti in the past, so then that is indeed sheker. Ah, that's just like the meisvei that we just brought. So that would mean saying something in the past is a shvua sheker. That's how people talk about lies. You lied. You said you did not eat the cookie in the cookie jar, and you did eat the cookie in the cookie jar. So you lied to us. Okay, so that is sheker. And that, of course, would be included under the Isser Lav, Lo Tishavu Bishmi Lashoker. Okay, that's the pasuk that we had in Kedoshim, and that refers to how it is that you act with the Shem Hashem, truth or non-truth. This is non-truth. If you talk about the future, I will eat, I won't eat, Ochal V'lo Ochal, that is not a Shvua Sheker. That is essentially a commitment. You didn't lie. When you didn't do your commitment, what would you be over? Lo yachel devora. So that was the pasuk that we understood until now to be referring specifically to Nidorim. And it says over there, kekol hayotzei mipiv yaseh. You have to do whatever you swore you were going to do. And if you don't, you're over on being mechalal your words. And that is not the case of the Isser or the Onesh on the Shvuas Sheker. The Ezei Shvuas Shav, what defines Shav? Shav is something else. That's Nishba. Here is where we have the Girsa. Nishba Lishanot et Hayadua LaAdam. So you swear that something that everyone knows is otherwise, is in fact different. So the classic cases you swear that a male is a female or a female is a male, which of course is no longer considered to be l'shanot ota yadua, because nobody knows if a male is a female or a female is a male anymore. So maybe enoch inami, that would just be a normal shvua. Anyway, but seriously, that's a completely different idea. So in other words, what is obviously a nonsense, shvua shev is nonsense. Shvua sheker is what it is that you say about the past, according to this approach. I did eat the cookie. I didn't eat the cookie. And the other element of kecholim, in which he's mechuyev to keep the shvua, that is not a shvua shov. It's not a shvua sheker. It's a lo yachil dvaro. Fine. Now, this was quoted by Rabbi Abohu. Omar Rav Papa, this version in which Rabbi Abohu said that the iser of sheker is referring to l'sha'ava, achalti v'lo achalti. I ate the cookie in the cookie jar, or I did not, which is the opposite of Rav Dini's version, that according to which I did eat or I didn't eat is just another form of shvua shav. This issue, we never heard from him beferish. He didn't say that he knows that that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. We figured out from something else that he said that that's how he understands Rabbi Yochanan. Lav beferush itmar, ela michlalai itmar. We understand that as being implicit in a statement that he had made, but he didn't say it beferish. Now, please remember, because otherwise this will be very confusing. We are about to pop down. Right now, we have a very straightforward machlokas between Rav Dini Amar Rav Yochanan and Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dini Amar Rav Yochanan, which we had yesterday, he holds that sheker is in the future. I will eat something, and then you don't do it. That's the shvua sheker. You're over on lo tishavu b'shvila sheker. If you lie about something in the past, that's the equivalent of nonsense. It's another form of a shvua shav. And therefore, the iser would be lo tisa et shmi lashav. That was Rav Dini. Ravin said that, Rav Yochanan said the opposite, that if you talk about the past, I did eat, I don't, I won't, did not eat, that is sheker. And that's the one that is lo tishavu b'shmi lashaker. If you talk about the future, which is a commitment is the idea of keeping your word, and therefore, if you're over on it, so then you'd be over on lo yachil devaro, because after all, the Torah says, kol hayotzei mipiv yaseh. But that's not in Kedoshim. That is in the Parsha of Matos, which discusses the dinim of Shvua. There's a very different vision of how I understand the concept of sheker when it comes to shvua. L'shaker, does that refer to the future? Or is l'shaker meaning that you're lying about something in the past? So according to Ravin, it's dafka, you're lying about something in the past. It's a lie. Now, if that's straight in our mind, we can now pop down into the question of how do we know that that was Rabbi Avuhu's version in the second version of Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, so don't get confused about the main issue. Main issue is quite clear. Now, in order to figure out how we know that that's the main issue, we're going to be going through some contortions. And those contortions are going to be very useful. Why? Because they will allow us to focus on what the din is vis-a-vis the carbon olaviyareid, and what the din is vis-a-vis the Chiyav of Malkus, which we haven't touched upon, the later issue, the Chiyav of Malkus, really, at all, right? And what this tells me, we mentioned it for a moment because it was one of the possibilities of when we said Shov and Sheker, we said yesterday, Shov and Sheker is Echad Hu. So one of the approaches of understanding, what do you mean it's Echad? I thought you said that it's not Echad. So one of the approaches, well, you would get Malkus on both of them. There we touched upon the issue of Malkus, and the Ibai Zema yesterday was touching upon the carbon. And Echad, who would mean you'd be chayef carbon, both on Sheker, meaning Le'atid, and on shav, not meaning literally shav, but on achalti v'lo achalti in the past, that would be a chiyuv of korban olah v'yoreid, and that would be going a libet Rabbi Akiva. So we have all of that in the background. While we go to figure out in this pop-down why we think that Rabbi Abu holds that Rav Dimi is wrong and Ravin quoted Rabbi Yochanan differently, that we're about to see, and we'll see its implications for Malkus and for Korban. The Omer of Idi Baravin, Omer of Amram, Omer of Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that, and this doesn't seem on the surface to be directly Nogea, that Kol Lo Ta'aseh Shabbat Torah, Lav She Yesh Bo Ma'aseh, Lo Kina Lav. The general rule is, if you did something with an action, you'd get Malkus. Halav She'in Bo Ma'aseh, you would not get Malkus. Now here are the critical words. Except for someone who makes a Shvua, or someone who makes a tumura of Hegdash, or someone who is Mekalel, his friend, using the Shem Hashem. What's important for us, of course, is to understand the Chutz Mi Nishba. So now, how do we know that Nishba, and of course, you understand where this is going, because there are some of the Shvuas that we've said are Alav Sheyesh Bo Ma'aseh, right? If Shvua Sheker includes, I will not eat, and then you go ahead and you do eat, then that is meaningless in terms of Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, because it's a Lav She'yesh Bo Ma'aseh, as I pointed out at the beginning of our discussion. So you already understand how we're going to be able to start parsing this statement in order to clarify which Shvua we're talking about. So you say Chutz Mi Nishba. So first of all, where does that come from? That Nishba is different than any other Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Since it says in the Pasuk, Lo Tisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, Ki Lo Yinakeh. What that means is that Bezdin Shomala is not Menakim, Ki Lo Yinakeh. That's all in terms of the speech that is being given to you now on Har Sinai, which is being said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the presence of the Malachim and the Bezdin Shomala, Lo Yinakeh. Okay, but that's from our point of view, Kiva Yochol. From the point of view of the Bezdin Shomala. But in terms of, why do I need to say this? If, in fact, there's never going to be an Onesh, why do I need to say Ki Lo Yinakeh? To tell me that we will not be Menakeh, but you guys down there on that little pale blue dot, Bezdin Shomata, you can go ahead and you give Malkus, and you can be Menakinato, and they'll be fine. So, okay, so then that means that there is an Onesh of Malkus in the case of Shvua. And Papa asked the buyer, well, how do you know it means? Maybe Lo Yinakeh means he shall never be cleansed of this terrible sin, and even you are not going to be able to do anything about it. He is doomed. Maybe that's what it means. Lo Yinakeh at all. Says Abaya, look, if it only said Lo Yinakeh, you'd be right. But that's not what it says. It says Lo Yinakeh Hashem. What does that tell me? Hashem hu de'enu menakeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Bezdin will not be menakeh. But the implications are, Avo Bezdin shamata, malkinoto menakinoto. Otherwise it would say, Ki lo yinakeh. There's nothing that can be done to make this person pure. If we're saying we won't, okay, so then you can go ahead and save him by giving him malchus. Now, this was all said in the context of Shvua Shav, correct? Ashkechan Shvua Shav. But you said that Shvua, in general, you will get Malkus for, even though it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. So how do we know that if you lied, you said a Shvua Sheker, how do we know that you would also get Malkus? So Rav Yochanan said, and this was what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, remember, he quoted Rav Shimon Bar Yochai a moment ago, Binogea Shvuas Shav. Now, Reb Yochanan says, that's why it says Reb Yochanan Didei. Before I told you what I heard from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai about the din of a Shvuas Shav, I want to tell you my own opinion, that Didei Amar, on my own, I will explain to you how that pasuk of Lo Yinakeh Hashem by Shvuas Shav even includes a Shvuas Shaker. Why? Because it says in the pasuk two times. lo tisat shem Hashem lokecha lashav, ki lo yinakeh Hashem asher aset shemo lashav. Why not just say, ki lo yinakeh Hashem? Why do you repeat again lashav? Lashav, lashav, shtei pa'amim. So that is the general klal in the Torah. Im eino inyan la x, tneo inyan la y. So in this case, im eino inyan la shua shav, which was the first time we said lashav, tneo inyan la shua sheker. So that need comes along to tell me that a shua sheker will also get malchus. Shua sheker, says Rabbi Abo. Now here we come to the important moment. Shua sheker, says Rabbi Abo. But Shvua Sheker, what would that mean? Hey, Chidami, which Shvua Sheker are we talking about that we need to have an extra pasuk Lashav, Lashav? Which pasuk is that? Could it be that Shvua Shalo Ochal V'Achal? Someone who says, I will not eat? And he did, but that's a Lav Sheyeshbo Maaseh. And therefore, I don't need a special pasuk of Lashav, Lashav. It's like any other lota sheyesh bo maaseh. So the only case could be what? That he said, I will eat, and he doesn't eat, but he doesn't get malchus for that. Because remember, that was the big sugya we had before, that everybody agreed for different reasons, but everybody agreed that a shvua that I will eat today and I don't, you're not Chai of Malchus. Hai mi loke? Didn't we learn that Shvu'ah she'ochal kikar zo hayom? When somebody swears he's going to eat this today, and the day passes by and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, remember, both agreed that you do not get Malchus for that, but for different reasons. So Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malchus because it's a lav she'in bo maaseh, and kol lav she'in bo maaseh in lo kina lav. Reish Lakish says you don't get malchus because it's a hatra atza fake. There's no point at which you can tell the guy, you're going to be over, you're going to be over. He just says, I'm going to do it. At the point where it's past his being able to do it, he'll just say, oh, darn, I don't have enough time to do it. So there's no way to give him that asra safek. And therefore, since Reish Lakish holds asra safek lav shmei hasra, so, because of that, we had this all the way back, remember, at the beginning of the Masechet. So, but Sra Safek Lav Shmei Hasra. So, it cannot be the other case of a Shvua. It can't be a Shvua that I won't eat because I don't need the special Lashav. It can't be the Shvua that I will eat because he wouldn't get Malchus on it. And therefore, Lashav does not add that he should get Malchus. So, what is it referring to? And here is where we see Rabbi Abbo's Shita in Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Abbo, you know what Rabbi Yochanan meant? When Rabbi Yochanan says, a nishpa la sheker, and you do get malchus, he was talking about someone who lied about the past. Achalti velo achalti. So from here we see that Rabbi Abbo understood Rabbi Yochanan as holding that achalti velo achalti is called sheker, and I learn it out from the extra lashav, lashav shtei pa'amim, to tell me that even a shvua that is similar to a shvua shav, namely, it's a lie about the past, that I do get malchus. And why is that different from the other case when somebody was passive and he said, I will eat something, and he didn't eat something? So how is it that lashav, lashav does not tell me that that passivity gets an onesh for nishba, but lashav lashav does tell me that if a guy lied about the past, even though he didn't do anything, it was merely, you know, a dibor bi'alma, and that case is actually you are chayev from lashav lashav. What's the difference? Omar Rava, that's because we have no choice. The Torah went out of its way to include the Shvua Sheker. Which type of Shvua Sheker? Well, if the Torah uses the word Lashav to be repeated two times as the mocker for a Shvua Sheker that does get Malchus, it has to be the type of Shvua that is very similar to Lashav, right? That which one is similar to Lashav? Well, A shove is a lie about the situation which is, not about the future. So too, what type of shvua sheker is l'shov coming to include that you would get malchus, even though it's passive? That's coming to tell me, achalti velo achalti, because af sheker nami l'sha'avar. So this clearly shows that the way Rabbi Abu was quoting the shita in Rabbi Yochanan, that sheker is achalti velo achalti, clearly, that's what he is saying over here in Rabbi Yochanan. The entire sugya is coming along to say the reason that you get malchus for shvua sheker is because it's similar to lashav, and it's only similar to lashav if it's in the past, the way lashav is in the past. So he couldn't possibly have the same approach to Rabbi Yochanan as Rav Dimi had yesterday, which is that achalti is actually a shvua shav and not a shvua sheker. Therefore, what he's coming to tell me is that Shvua Sheker is achalti velo achalti. So now, our pop down so far, pop down level one, has been the discussion of how we know Malchus, which has been extremely edifying on its own. So now we understand that the specific inclusion of Malchus is from the Lo Yinakeh Hashem, and it applies not only to Shav, but to one additional case from the Im Eino Inyan to Lashav, being mentioned twice to the Sugya of Lashav, it would be to the closest similar Inyan. The closest similar Inyan, says Rabbi Abo, that is Achalti Velo Achalti, and that is in the past, similar to Lashav. Now, we have a further pop down, and this is something that we've actually discussed in the past, and it's a reference to a Mishnah here in Shavuos, which we haven't had yet. And this is based, according to Rashi, on the halacha that a Shavuah is not chal on a Shavuah, because the moment that you make a Shavuah, you have a mitzvah midiraisa to keep that Shavuah and an iser to be over on that Shavuah. And since you cannot make a shvuah on a mitzvah, because you are nishboyim v'omdim from Har Sinai, so therefore, once you made a shvuah, you cannot make a shvuah on another shvuah, either to go against it or to go with it. This is Rashi's approach, and that's what he understands the Mishnah to be saying. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Abo from that Mishnah. A guy makes a shvuah, I am not going to eat this bread, and then he repeats it. Shvua shelo achlano. Absolutely, I swear again, I ain't going to eat this bread. And then he did eat it. How many times is he chayev? Eino chayev ela achas. He basically was over on only one shvua, because I cannot make a shvua to be chal on a dvar mitzvah, and once I made that shvua is a mitzvah, and ain't shvua chal al shvua. So he's only chayev once. Now, here are the critical words that we've been medayik in the past. Let's take a look at them again. And this, and only this, is the example of the shvuas bitui, that you're chayev malchus if you did it on purpose, and you'll be chayev on doing it accidentally, your korban ola v'yored. Now, what exactly is the Mishnah focusing on when it says, now listen here, this is the only example of a shvuas bitui that you'd be chayev makas on b'mezid, and you're chayev a korban ola v'yored on if you did it b'shogeg. What do you mean this is the example? This is the example, and what is not included in that example? What mistake was I making? If I hadn't heard from you, this is the only such example. It seems to me that it's saying the shvuah that I will not eat in the future, that's where I'm chayev makas and oila v'yore. But if I lie about whether I ate the cookie in the past, there I would not be chayev on the korban oila v'yore, and I would not be chayev malchus, right? So zui l'mu'ute mai, lav l'mu'ute achalti v'lo achalti. The low lucky. So how could you explain Rabbi Yochanan? Remember, we're two layers down now in our pop down. Don't let it confuse you. How could you have said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lashav Lashav comes to include a chiyuv of Malkus based on Lo Yinakeh Hashem, Avobez and Shamata Evulokim? How could you say that that is coming to include Achalti Velo Achalti if the Mishnah says Beferish, the only case that you would get Malkus is the case of the future where you said, I will not eat and you did eat. But the case if you said, I did not eat and you had eaten, on that, lo lucky. And you said, Dafka, on that, kain lucky. Because I learned that out of Lashav, Lashav, Shtei Pa'amim. You are obviously misunderstanding, or Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. Says the Gemara, that's what it sounds like, but that's not what it's saying. Remember, there are two things that it says about this being the only example. What are the two things? This is the only example of a Shvuas Bitui which both A and B are true. What are both A and B? That you would get Malkus on the Mezid, and you would be Chayav a Karban Oil of the Yared on the Shogeg. A, B. When I say this is the only such case, why did you interpret it to say this is the only case where you'll get Malkus on the Mezid? No. It's not the only case you get Malkus on the Mezid. You would get Malkus on the Mezid for Achalti Velo Achalti because of Lashav Lashav Shtei Pa'amim. But you will not get a Korban Ol of a Yored on Achalti Velo Achalti. Why? Because I'm going like Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael, remember, holds there is no Chiyav Al Sha'avar on the Korban Ol of a Yored, and he does not buy into the Shnayim Shein Arba at all. Clear? So therefore, this Mishnah does not have to be saying what you think it's saying. The entire focus might have been on this is the only example of where you would also be chay of a korban ol of a yored. Mashen ken alibi the Rabbi Shmuel, you will not be chay of a korban ol of a yored on a shvua lisha avar, namely achalti velo achalti, which is perfectly consistent with how we've understood Rabbi Shmuel all along. Okay, lovely, right? Beautiful. Hopefully we've kept everything separate so that one piece doesn't confuse any other piece. So therefore, answers the Gemara, let's see inside. No, it's not coming to tell me anything about Malkus. It's coming, Lema'ute, the Shvua in the past of Achalti Velo Achalti from the Korban. Here's how to read that Mishnah. Zohi, this is the only type of Shvuas Bitui where you'll be Chayav al Shigigata Korban Ola Veyore, where it's something about the future, Laharao Lehetiv. Aval, try to get our time mirror that we had yesterday to tell me that Achalti Velo Achalti, you would be Chayav a Korban Ola Veyore. Lo. Why? Because it's going like Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael says, the only time you bring the Korban Ol of a Yored, which is the center of our discussion here all along, you're only Chayav on the Atid Lavo, because it says La'arau Le'dev, and you do not get a Korban Ol of a Yored opportunity if it was Achalti Velo Achalti. As far as Malkus, Malkaliki, lucky, you would get Malkus. Because that part is what Rabbi Yochanan learned out from Lashav, Lashav Shtei Pa'amim, as a limud that he extends from what he understood from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai about why Lashav gets Malkus. The extra Lashav expands Rabbi Yochanan, expands Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's din, to tell me that the extra Lashav tells me a curious situation. You get Malkus on a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, not only on Shvua Shav, but also on Shvua Sheker Lisha Avar, which is Achalti Velo Achalti, despite the fact that in the Pasuk of Korban Ol of a Yored, it mentions only La'ara Le'etiv in the future. That's Benogea the Korban. Benogea the Malkus, you would get Malkus. Excellent. So now we have a further pop-down issue, three levels down, asks the Gemara, how could you explain the Mishnah that way, that it's going like Rabbi Yishmael? I'd like you to take a closer look at that Mishnah, and you'll realize that you made a mistake. Now, the first part of the Mishnah is left out here from the Gemara. It assumes that you know the Mishnah. And that was the part about what is the meaning of a Shvuas Shav, A shav is where, what we spoke about before, l'shanot et hayadua l'bnei Adam, everybody knows, it used to be, that everybody knew that a male is not a female and a female is not a male, and that's the example of Shavuot Shav. It's remarkable that that should be the example. It was absolutely inconceivable that that would be a Shavuot Sheker, that could only be a Shavuot Shav because it's so prima facie insane. Fine. So that was this sugya was the basis of Trump's campaign. And this was basically why it is that he won the election. It was based on the din of Shavuot Shav. Amazing. So that was the beginning. And then the Mishnah continues after saying that, and that's what we mean about a Shavuot Shav, where you're chayev makas, but you are not chayev on shogeg. There is no carbon shogeg on a Shavuot Shav. There's only a carbon on levi yored on a Shavuot Sheker. This is that type of Shav that has malchus without a carbon. Now, what do you mean? This is the type of Shav, as opposed to what? Well, what do you mean as opposed to what? There's only one possibility that I could think of, as opposed to that other Lashav, Lashav Shtei Pa'amim, which is Achalti V'lo Achalti. That is the only other type of Shvua L'Sha'avar, which is similar to Lashav. And it's saying, and it does not include the case of Achalti V'lo Achalti. You said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's precisely what it does include. And that Lashav, Lashav Shtei Pa'amim is coming to tell me that you do get Malkus. And here it's telling me that you don't get Malkus. Now, how the heck to explain that according to the way you just explained, Rabbi Yochanan? Makes no sense. You understand the answer. It doesn't mean, remember, it was A and B. This is the only example for which A is true and B is true. A meaning you're chayav Malkus, B meaning that you're potter from a carbon oil of a yored. What the Mishnah meant was not that you're not chayav Malkus, it's that you're not chayav carbon, but you are chayav Malkus. So A and B are not true. That's what it's saying. So Zogi dal shiyata patur mi korban. The korban that is the oil of a yored was never said about a Shavuot Shav. That is true. But the Shavuot that is similar to the Shavuot Shav, namely Achalti v'lo achalti, that is not putter from korban. That is not only chayev malchus, it's also chayev on the korban. And it would be going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you're chayev shnayim shein arba, you're chayev even on the past. What the heck is going on over here? 5 minutes ago, you answered the first part of the Mishnah by saying, and it's going like Rabbi Yishmael, and it's telling us that you are putter from the korban even though you're chayev amalkus. And now you're telling me, no, actually, the last part of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, and it's telling me that you're chayev on korban because of lahara leitiv, and you do hold of shnayim shein arba. I mean, I understand half of the Mishnah, but it's convenient to you, is telling us Rabbi Yishmael's din. And that is in order to make things work out for Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. And the next half of the Mishnah, in order to make things work out for Rabbi Yochanan's drasha, is telling us it's going like Rabbi Akiva. That's a pretty fancy foot shuffling over here. Which one is it? Amrit Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael, you told me 5 minutes ago that it's going like Rabbi Yishmael, and that's the whole point. Now you're telling me, well, the whole point is it's going like Rabbi Akiva. Reisha, Rabbi Yishmael, v'seifa, Rabbi Akiva? I don't understand. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. We're going to have to change the way that we made the Mishnah work before. We made it work out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by saying it was going like Rabbi Yishmael, and that the point that the Mishnah was focusing on in requirements of A and B, and saying that this is unique, that it doesn't have A and B, and we said, well, which part doesn't it have? It doesn't have the carbon oil of a yored. That's clearly wrong. Okay, I understand now. It does have the carbon oil of a yored, because you're telling me it's going like Rabbi Akiva. So how are you going to explain the first part of the Mishnah now? I will tell you that it's going like Rabbi Akiva, and when it said in the Reisha that Zohi, that wasn't referring to this as opposed to what you thought. You thought this as opposed to Achalti v'lo Achalti. No. It's this as opposed to the Shvua Sheker in the future of Ochal, where he didn't eat, and he doesn't get Malkus, because, as we said, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, but he does get a Karban, because Rabbi Akiva holds a Shechayev, a Karban, anyway, and therefore, the whole Mishnah would work out perfectly well. Like Rabbi Akiva, you certainly Chayev a Karban on the La Rao Leitiv. So this part works out according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And then the Diak in the Seifa is only like Rabbi Akiva. But wait a minute. I understand that that's an option. But what right do you have to take that option? Why would we say that making a Shvua that I will eat is, that is something that I will not be Chayim Malkus. But making a Shvua that I did not eat, that you're saying is not going to be excluded. In other words, it's not what the Mishnah is saying Zohi is opposed to. The Mishnah wasn't thinking about that. Because that, in the past, I said is the meaning of Lashav Lashav. And there I would get Malkus. So why are you saying that it's more mistaber that the Mishnah is talking about a shvua of ochal v'lo achal, and it's excluding that, as opposed to excluding the same idea where there's no maisa of achalti v'lo achalti? There must be something in the Mishnah that allows you to do that and to make it work out a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. Well, of course there is. I mean, think about it. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah was talking about a case of a shvua that you made in the future, right? And it says, Zohi, this is the case of a shvua asbitoi, where you're chayev on its mezid, you're chayev malchus, and you're chayev on its shogeg, a karbonol of a yoreh. That one was, I will not eat, and you did eat. Okay, when you say this one and not another one, what's the most reasonable thing? This one and not which other one? What you were saying? This one, I will not eat, and you did eat, as opposed to, I did not eat? That's in the past. What is most reasonable? We're talking about, this is the Shvuas Bitui in the future, that you'd be Chayev Malkus and the Korban Oil of Yore, as opposed to what? As opposed to the other Shvua in the future, which is that I will eat, and you didn't eat. That's the most reasonable thing. So it's Mestavra. You're talking about a Shvua in the future that you will not eat. So then when you're saying as opposed to, this is the only example, as opposed to the Shvua in the future that you will eat. Is it reasonable to say that I'm bringing you, this is the Shvua's Bitui in the future, as opposed to a completely different type of Shvua in which you lied about the past? That doesn't make sense. So therefore, it makes perfectly good sense to say, if you were over a Shvua la'atid, but it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, because you said you will eat and you passively did not, there you won't get Malkus, but you certainly will be Chayav a Korban Ol V'yoreh. That's Beferish and Apasim. But not somebody who made a Shvua that I did eat or I didn't eat. There, Einoch Inami, we would not be able to tell me what the Mishnah is saying about that case, because it's a totally different type of thing. And indeed, there we have the drasha of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and Lashav Lashav includes a Shvua Lisha Avar. Excellent. That is the end of our popping down, and it leaves us with the two approaches that we had in Rav Yochanan, Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan, the difference between whether Ochal is a Chiev of Sheker, or Ochal is a Chiev from Lo Yachal Devorei, and whether Achalti v'lo Achalti is Sheker, or Achalti v'lo Achalti is Shav. That was the machlokas between the two different approaches that we had. Meanwhile, we were mevara very clearly. Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, the din always is, there's no carbon oil of yored on lisha avar at all. According to Rabbi Akiva, there is lisha avar, just as there is lahara la'ativ in the future, there's lahara la'ativ in the past as a time mirror. I did eat, I didn't eat. There would therefore be a chiyuv of a carbon oil of yored. What would be the din about malchus? So we're now understanding that aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, the din of malchus on a shvua l'sha'avar would be that I am chayev because the Torah beferish was ripsa a shvua l'sha'avar dumya l'shav. That's only achalti velo achalti. And it said, lashav lashav shtei pa'amim, to tell me Hashem lo menaker, bezit shamata is menaker, and therefore there's a chiyuv of malchus. As to whether there's a chiyuv of carbon, that we said was a machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, of course, lisha avar, you're chayev of carbon because of the shnayim shein arba. When it comes to the future, if you said ochal velo achalta, both Rabbi Akiva, both I should say Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi and Rabbi Rish Lakish were made that for either because it's a lavshem b'mais or because it's hasra safek, there certainly is no way that you would get malchus there, and the Torah was not ripsa, a type of shvu about the future in the context of lashav, lashav, shtei pa'amim, because lashav is not a future-oriented shvu, whereas ochal velo ochal is. And therefore, we're left to our own devices to decide what the din would be about malchus. So where you said you won't eat and you did eat, our own devices tell me that is a lav sheyesh bo mais, and therefore you're chayim. When it comes to saying I will eat and you did not eat, there my own devices leave me to understanding that that is a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, and it's a hasra suffix, and therefore I don't get malchus. I certainly don't have any way of applying the special gzeres hakasuv of lashav lashav shtei pa'amim to that case. So it's really quite clear, although it appears on the surface to be a big mishmash, if you keep your pops separate, then this is not a problem at all. So now this brings us to the next piece of the Mishnah. The next piece of the Mishnah was talking about Rabbi Akiva's interesting halacha that there's no shiur of achiva when it comes to a shvua. So if somebody says shvua shelo ochal and he eats even a kol shehu, he would be chayav because there is no shiur of a gezayas. Everybody jumps on Rabbi Akiva and says, how can you say such a thing? We never heard of a Isra of Achila that is not a Kezias, and you say it's not a Kezias. And he answers them, why do you compare this to an Isra Achila? This is an Isra of Dibur. Where was there ever an Isra of Dibur before? And therefore, ask me no question. Okay, so let's see that in more detail. Shvua shelo ochal v'ochal kol shehu. Now, there's a simple way of understanding Rabbi Akiva, because remember, what was Rabbi Shimon's svara in Kol HaTorah Kula? That the shear of a kezayit was only relevant to a korban. But when it comes to malchus, you're over on any little bit, on all Isurei Achila in the Torah. So if Rabbi Akiva holds like that, then his shita over here is very clear. It's no different than anywhere else in the Torah, right? So maybe that's what this is all about. So Iboilo, what's Rabbi Akiva's svara b'kol HaTorah Kula? Rabbi Akiva b'kol HaTorah Kula, does he hold Rabbi Shimon, who is mechayev malchus on a mashuhu? Remember we had before, Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu, this din of eating the slightest bit is enough to be mechayev you malchus. Where do we get this halacha l'meshe mi-Sinai that you're only chayev on the achila of a kezayit? Lo amru kezayit ela le'inyan korban. So maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Therefore, he says, if you said you're not, you swear you're not going to eat something, so then you're going to be chayev malchus even on the slightest amount, because according to Rabbi Shimon, achila is defined by a mashu. This is only a din in korbanos. It's not a din in the definition of achila, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon. So then everything makes perfectly good sense. The Rabbanan who hold that the definition of the word achila is always a kezayit. So according to them, if somebody said, I'm not going to do achila, he means I'm not going to eat a kezayit. And that would explain the machloket in the simplest way. The truth is that there's something that is a little bit silly of thinking that's the explanation. Because if the only point over here is the machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, this is an awfully roundabout, crazy way of telling me, you know, how you can figure out that I owe Rabbi Shimon, because I'm going to tell you if a guy makes a shvua, he's going to be chayev on mashu, because achila could mean mashu, which means I hold like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, for God's sake, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, argue about what the din is if somebody eats brachos mikazayas by any of these terms in the Torah. Why are we talking about shrua? That's crazy. Well, you're right. Obviously, it would have been more reasonable to have a general machlokas of all Isurim. Rabbi Akiva would say, I hold your chayav malkas b'mashu. So why did they argue only over here in this case of shrua? Because they wanted to take it to an extreme. So the only reason we brought up this crazy case would then be to tell me that the Rabbanan are so absolute and they're completely convinced that the concept of achila is a universal concept of a kezayit under any circumstances, even in a case where a person is speaking and he may not be thinking in those terms. I mean, after all, if he had said beferish, I will not consume even a mashu, that would be a perfectly good shvua. And so if he would say, I will not eat even a mashu, doesn't that mean I will not consume even a mashu? Of course, the Rabbanan would agree that that would be a chayim. So it wants to tell us the Rabbanan are so convinced that the very concept of achila is alien in Parkos Mikasayas, unless you go out of your way to insist that that's what you mean. So I would have thought that maybe the Rabbanan in this case would be made that it's possible to define what you mean. So maybe in this case they would admit that that's what the guy meant, because he didn't say the achila in the Torah, he just said achila. Therefore, I want you to know how far the Rabbanan take this convinced act of theirs. They are telling me, unless the guy said beferish, I mean even less than a kezayit, even casual speech of a shvua that a guy in the street is making understands life the way we understand life. Kezayit is the definition of achila. Okay, that would be a good reason to specify this case, because I want to bring it out in the extreme. Lodiach ha-kuchan d'rabbanan. That even though you would think that maybe the Rabbanan would agree that since if he had said beferush or lemefaresh, I'm making even a tiny bit osra mi b'shvua, so maybe if the guy didn't beferish and he just said I won't eat, it's the same thing. No, the Rabbanan take it to an extreme. Even his casual shvua defines achila as a kizai. So that's one way of understanding the machlokas the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Oh, Dilma, but maybe, actually, Rabbi Akiva holds of the Rabbanan, and the reason that in this case he says that a kezayis is not necessary to be b'chayav you, even though in Kol HaTorah Kula it is, and he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, this case is different. Why is it different? For the reason we just explained. Exactly that machlokas. That since if the guy had said, I am asering myself on consumption of any small amount. So if he said that about achila, it would have been another type of achila, and he would have been chayav on it. So even though he didn't say, hey, I mean any little bit, he does mean any little bit until he says otherwise. Stam nami chayav. So maybe what we thought would have been the chiddush in the Rabbanan is actually the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Which one is it? Well, isn't it obvious when you read the Mishnah which one it is? I mean, everybody jumps on Rabbi Akiva and says to him, Rabbi Akiva, Eichan Matzino Ba'ochel Koshu Chayev, Shezeh Chayev, who ever heard of such a thing? I mean, if Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, let him say, what do you mean, who ever heard such a thing? Kol HaTorah Kula is this halacha. Instead, he gives me this whole shtick about, you know, well, this is an Israchila. Lemalu, he should say. What are you asking me? Where do we find such a thing? Kolotayakula, we find such a thing. Why? Because I hold like Reb Shimon. Since that's not the answer that he gave them, he gave them this evasive answer, and where did we find the Chachayev on Dibur? So obviously that's not his answer, right? So it's pretty clear that Rabbi Akiva does not hold the Rabbi Shimon. No. Let's not jump to conclusions. He may only be talking to the Rabbanan according to their own assumptions. Okay, listen, gentlemen. I think your question is ridiculous because I happen to hold the Rabbi Shimon, okay? So, but I understand that you are asking on me based on your preconceived notions. So let's go along with your preconceived notions. And that is that Kizayit, we don't find anywhere that a Kizayit you'd be chayev on if you don't eat the full Kizayit, right? Okay, so let me agree with you for a minute. But is this case similar to all the cases in the Torah? This is a unique case. A guy said something. It's not the Torah said it. A guy said something. Show me another case where a guy says something and it's defined by what he says. So don't you agree that the guy could have said, I'm not going to eat the tiniest amount? And then you too would agree. I can't tell you, but he said, I won't eat. So then when he said the tiniest amount, he's just insane. We should lock him up, but there shouldn't be a shvua. You wouldn't say that, right? You would agree that there's an Israchila of a macho. Okay, so then at least agree with me in this unique case, right? This is the same logic that we used a minute ago to say that this is the extreme case of the Rabban. And that's exactly the point that Rabbi Akiva is bringing out. He was speaking, L'divrayim de Rabban HaKamal. Me, as far as I'm concerned, L'didi, I hold Kol HaTerekulas like Rabbi Shimon, so I don't know what your problem is. But you've got a problem. L'ditchu, you hold a Kizayit is always the shear that is absolutely essential in the simple definition of what achila means. Well, at least be made in this case that it's a unique situation. Namely, that holo mefaresh chayav, since it goes according to what he says. So even if he was satam, he was chayav. And the rabbanan answer him, they say, no, we actually don't agree, even in this case. We are extremists, and we hold that even in casual speech, unless he specifies otherwise, he means I won't eat, means a kizayis. So, I don't know. I don't know whether Rabbi Akiva was speaking to them or Rabbi Akiva was actually speaking about his own approach. Which one is it? Well, I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah and Nozir. Rabbi Akiva Omer, if a Nozir dips his bread into wine, and between the wine and the bread, you've got a kizayit, he would be chayiv. Now remember, this was based on the din of Mishrat Yain. Mishrat Yain means if something that was soaked in wine. The concept that we're talking about over here, we wish we could see our Gavi this morning, but I guess it isn't possible. But this was a Gavi idea that I think he already wrote down. If not, please remember, Gavi. Heter mitzaref li'isur. So this was a case where I could be actually mitzaref the shear of the bread to the wine, put it together, and if you have a kizayit between the two of them, you would be chayit. Now, does that make sense for Rabbi Akiva to say that? If Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no din of a kizayit, what does he have to put together the bread and the wine? There's no putting together necessary because you'd be chayit even on a mashu. So if Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Shimon, why would he need sirup? So obviously he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Not to mention the fact that later on we're going to have the Mishnah that says that if somebody takes a shvua, I will not eat, and he goes out and he eats things that are usher to eat midiraisa, he ends up eating the veleis, the trefes, shkatzim, v'ramashim, which anyway he was usher to eat. So it says over there, according to the Tanakhama, he's chayav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, he's put. So we asked over there, that is all part of the question, we asked the proof. We asked over there, well, why would he be chayav? I thought we have a general din that anything that a person is mushbava omed mehar Sinai, he is not going to be chayav on a shvua, because a shvua is a chal on a mitzvah. Another Gavi concept called mushbava omed mehar Sinai. And we had two answers over there. Rav and Shmuel, along with Rabbi Yochanan, they all say, talking about that he was called Dvarim Mutarim im Dvarim Asurim. So you will recall that there's a concept of Ein Iser Chalal Iser, which is why normally we would say someone who's Mushpa V'Emed Me'ar Sinai cannot take an additional Iser on himself. Fine. But what about if he adds things, includes more things? He says, I'm not going to eat at all. So then he was kolel dvarim that were mutarim, along with the dvarim asurim. That's called an iser kolel. And in fact, according to the Chachamim, iser is chal al iser, if it's an iser kolel. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, this is a classic example of an iser kolel. He made an overall shvu, I will not eat. And that included both things that are kosher, and now it includes things that aren't kosher. So if he ate the shkatzim v'ramosim, what's the din? That's called eating. Masha'ein came, according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of Iser Chalal Iser, even but Iser Kelo. So he argues with the Tanakhama. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no. That is not the answer. And actually, he does not hold of Iser Kelo. And the reason that the Tanakhama holds that you would be over, even though what you ate was something that was mushpa v'emek min har Sinai, is where you made a shvua not to eat even a mashu. So since the shvua on har Sinai did not include not eating a mashu of shkatzim v'ramasim, because of that, it's considered to be a shvua that is not mushpa v'emek on har Sinai. Completely different approach. So the only place that you'll find that it makes sense to say you're chayav an eating shkatzim v'ramasim is not a case of kelel, because no one holds of kelel, according to Reish Lakish, but rather it would be a case where you said beferish, I asur myself on eating even a tiny amount. That would be a chatzishir, and that would be true if you said it beferish, according to the Rabbana, or even if you didn't say it beferish, but you hold of Rabbi Akiva. In our case, didn't we say that Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is that you would be chayav Adam Eiser Atzman Bekoshu, even if you say it's Stam. Now, if you're going to tell me that the reason that Rabbi Akiva said that is because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, then what difference would it be if it's less than the shear? You're always Aser Midiraisa on less than the shear, according to Rabbi Shimon. So why would this not be a problem of Inis Akalalisa? Isak Adaklar Biyamak Rabbi Shimon Sfirolei. Then Koshu Nami Mushpa Velmin Me'ar Sinai. Since we're saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, it would make perfectly good sense because he's answering himself the Koshu, you see from here, El Alav Shmamina, Biyamak Rabbanon Sfirolei. That actually Rabbi Akiva does not hold Rabbi Shimon Shmamina, and indeed he holds like the Rabbana. Okay, so everybody yells at Rabbi Akiva. Omrelo Rabbi Akiva, how can you say such a thing? Where do you ever find eating less than a kezias? What do you mean, where do I ever find? I thought we had the din before. If somebody eats an ant, you eat one delicious chocolate-covered ant, you're chayev, even though it's no kezias. Yeah, but that's because it's a birya. Birya is the equivalent of a kezayit. We're talking about where you're just talking about eating, not eating a thing. So that doesn't make it. Okay, what about a hekdesh? The din by hekdesh is that if you eat less than a kezayit, and that less than a kezayit is worth a shava pruta, so then you're chayiv on me'ila. I didn't eat a full kezayit. Yeah, but that's because the shear over there is not a kezayit. The shear over there is me'ila b'hekdesh, which is a shava prutas. What does that have to do with anything? Habayinan shava pruta. That has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva, where there was no minimum. There's the minimum of the shava pruta. Okay, but everybody agrees that if he said beferish, I won't eat even pachas b'kezayit that is chayiv. So why did the Rabbanan yell and say, where do we ever find such a thing? Are mefarish. Ah, but mefarish is the equivalent of a birya. Why is a nibala? Why is a chocolate covered ant also? Because the Torah said, don't eat an ant. That's why, right? Okay, so eating what you said, I will not eat this pachas because I, that's a birya. You made it a birya. So it does the same chashivas as the normal eating of kazayas. That doesn't prove anything. Okay, how about if somebody makes a shvuah, I won't eat dirt, okay? Now, dirt, I mean, you can't eat dirt. It's not edible. And therefore, it would be ridiculous to say that there's a shear of kazayas in eating dirt, since it's not an act of eating. It's an act of consumption. So, I mean, I'm assuming, I can't prove it, but we'll see later on, we'll talk about it. I'm assuming that if a guy said, I won't eat dirt, that he'd be chayav eating a little bit of dirt. This was the, as you know, the very serious 12-step program for dirt eaters. So, you know, you have to get up there and say, my name is X and I am a dirt eater. So now that's the question. Is there a shear of a kazayat? No. A very little tiny bit of dirt will put you back off the wagon again. Oh my gosh. So therefore, any tiny bit of dirt will be usher. But I mean, even though the guy said, I won't eat. So Ella, if you're going to tell me that actually the idea would be that from the way that we asked, that Rabbanan asked Rabbi Akiva, there's no such thing. The moment you say the word eating, it means you're only eating a kezayit. So then that would mean that when Rava asked, well, what is the din about a shvuah shelo ochal afar? So Rava asked that. If he did eat afar, how much dirt did he have to eat to be over? I mean, if you're going to include eating afar, then we would be able to bring a clear raya from here that you need a kezayit. Okay, come on. We're talking about, I mean, obviously they're shouting at Rabbi Akiva about something that is considered to be consumable. We're not arguing with him. I mean, if a person is Meshuga and he's talking about, I want to eat dirt, obviously it doesn't mean a shira vachila. That has nothing to do with Rava's question necessarily. I mean, I don't know. Okay, to be continued in further issues similar to this tomorrow. Mizrat Hashem. Okay, I think we're too late, but I think Shmuel, we're too late. We're too late, I think. Yeah, it's very late. Okay, I hope that I made this stuff sort of clear, because it's a very difficult daf because of the number of pop-downs. And you know, we can tell the difficulty of the daf by our classic, The Thinker. And The Thinker, who we know to be our very own Richie, and this was immortalized in stone, actually, which would explain why he's so often stoned. And it's clear here that it was a difficult daf, but I'm sure that he had a great time today, enjoyed every moment of it, and is simply absorbing it at length. We already said that at the very beginning.
But I wasn't here.
All right, so then we will repeat it. Yesterday we had Gedalia ben Achikam, as the Yom Shemit Bo Aviv, and today we have Gedalia ben Tuvia as the Yom Shemit Bo Aviv, and it should be an Aliyat Nishama. Yeah. For Gedalia
It's 38 years since he was Nifter. Yesterday was the 38th day of the Omer. Today is the today is the 39th.
Yes.
Next year,
yes,
it will be 39, and it will still be the same day, 39. I don't know, you know.
I see that. Maybe. That is a lot to think about. Okay, Sir Richard. Bezrat Hashem, may we get together next year to also...
God willing.
Amen. Go to everyone.
Go to everyone.